The Lord be with you. Reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Raising his eyes toward his disciples, Jesus said, "Blessed are you who are poor, for the kingdom of God is yours. Blessed are you who are now hungry, for you will be satisfied. Blessed are you who are now weeping, for you will laugh. Blessed are you when people hate you, when they exclude and insult you, and denounce your name as evil on account of the Son of Man. Rejoice and leap for joy on that day. Behold, your reward will be great in heaven. For their ancestors treated the prophets in the same way. But woe to you who are rich, if you have received your consolation. Woe to you who are filled now, for you will be hungry. Woe to you who laugh now, for you will grieve and weep. Woe to you when all speak well of you. For their ancestors treated the false prophets in this way." The Gospel of the Lord. I read a book on devotions many years ago, and I still feel that this devotional book is applicable to us. And every day of the week, you can strive to have a specific devotion. And Monday would be a day in which you can pray for the souls in purgatory. Tuesday is a day in which you can honor the angels. Under the angels, not the Anaheim Angels who play baseball, but rather they're having a lousy year, right? Rather the angels who are in heaven. Then Wednesday, to honor in a special way St. Joseph. And that's the votive mass that we celebrate today in honor of St. Joseph. Thursday, the priesthood and vocations. Friday, the Passion of Christ and the Sacred Heart. Saturday, of course, Mary. And Sunday, the book pointed out, is that we honor the Blessed Trinity. So that could, hopefully that will enrich your devotional life, no? Maybe you sit down and have a cup of coffee or a purpose-driven cup of coffee with a Protestant and tell him about that. He'll probably be fuming, right? They don't believe in devotions. How beautiful it is to be Catholic. We have these rich devotions that really foster, enhance our spiritual life. Okay, let me take an idea from the first reading, Psalm and Gospel today, as we honor St. Joseph. St. Paul says, seek the things that are above, not the things that are on earth. That might be your motto today. Seek the things that are above. Try as much as you can to think about God. I think one of the most challenging commands of Jesus, he says, pray always. How far we are from that, right? Be honest, no? I don't think anyone can say, I'm praying 24/7, but we should aim for it. If St. Augustine, if God commands us to do something, then we can do it. God will never command the impossible. He will command what might seem to be impossible, then we have to beg for the grace, and he'll give us the grace. The word in the psalm that jumped out at me is the word compassion. Compassion is a compound Latin word, cum passio, and it means to suffer with. When you have to suffer, we all have to suffer. Don't suffer alone. Rather, suffer with Jesus Christ. Don't carry your cross by yourself. That cross is going to crush you. Carry the cross with Christ, who said, "Come to me, all of you are weary, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, because I'm meek and humble of heart. My yoke is easy, my burden is light." What a paradox, huh? Because the nature of a burden is it's cumbersome. But when we carry it with Christ, He carries 99%. We carry the splinter and we still complain, right? So that's the responsorial psalm. So you Bible experts, today we've got the Beatitudes from Luke, which are a little bit different from Matthew. So what you might do is read the Beatitudes from Luke today and then go to Matthew 5, 1 to 12 and compare them. There are similarities, but there's a lot of differences. In Luke, we've got the woes, the woes, the woes after the Beatitudes. But I'd like to take one of the Beatitudes and just give you an idea or two on that. The first, blessed are the poor. I don't think any of you got up this morning and said, "Lord, I want to be poor." I don't think any of you did that, no? I doubt it. But what Jesus is saying in all the Beatitudes, and especially the first, is this is very Ignatian, and it is detachment. What would be the Ignatian term? It would be holy indifference. Not to prefer a long life over a short life. Not to prefer health over sickness. Not to prefer riches over poverty. Let's see. And not to prefer either, not to prefer honors over humiliations, but to choose what is most conducive to the end for which we are created. So let me give you, when I go through the Beatitudes, I like to pick out saints and give the saints as the model for our Beatitudes. Well, take Mother Teresa. Take Mother Teresa. The other day I was looking in Deformed, and they have a really good cartoon movie of Mother Teresa. It's really well done. It's only about 20 minutes. And Mother Teresa was born in Albania, which is a very, very strong communist country, one of the strongest. Her father died when she was very young. Her mother would always be helping out the poor and trying to give meals to the poor people. That's where it really came from, her mother. She had a really good mother who taught her to pray, but also to serve God and the poorest of the poor. Mother Teresa becomes a nun and she ends up in Ireland, not in Calcutta. She's first in Ireland. And then she becomes a sister of Loretto and she's a teacher. Then she's a principal of the school, working in India, working in Calcutta. But she's working with not the poorest of the poor, but the richest of the rich. She was working with the daughters of the richest ladies or families in Calcutta. And when she was going to Darjeeling to a retreat, she had an encounter with God in which she recognized that the way she's going to serve God best would be to serve in the poorest of the poor. And she brought that to her superior, her spiritual director, and the bishop, and she left the convent. And look at the poverty now. She left the convent without anything. She decided to get a new way of dressing called a sari. You've probably seen a missionary charity with the white and the blue streaks. And there she's walking the streets of Calcutta. This was not New York or Buenos Aires or Rome. This is a city in which you have very, very few Catholics. Hindus, Buddhists, and maybe you saw the movie of Mother Teresa by Olivia Hussey. Starts off where you've got these Buddhists and the Hindus are fighting each other. So Mother Teresa, I think, is a perfect example for us to live out this beatitude. Blessed are the poor. And ask yourselves, what is your major attachment? What is your major attachment that is preventing you from giving yourself 100% to Christ? Are you courageous enough to ask that question to the Holy Spirit? Are you? He will tell you. So ask the Holy Spirit to show you what is your attachment. Because if you're clinging to something, you can't cling to God. If you got sawdust in your hands, I can't put diamonds in your hands. Let's pray for the grace to relinquish all that we have so that we can have God as the very treasure of our hearts. Amen.